Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I encourage you to go there and find Anita Rosen's suite on our website, in our brain trust. You can find her easy this week because she's on the show, but any other time or any time you want, just type her name in, R-O-S-E-N, Anita Rosen, into the search engine and under brain trust, and you'll find the incredible body of work that she's deposited with us over the years. So the wisdom and the experience and the knowledge and the tips and the best practices that she's given us over the years about how to do a better job with our technology, our online strategy. And Anita, thanks again for all that over the years. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
We're talking about social media, especially Facebook. Should your business have a Facebook page? And you know, Anita, for a long time I had a Facebook page, and we were probably abusing it because I have to admit, I'm not a Facebook. I don't spend
kind of
time.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't hang out on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just don't. And so, I mean,
You're not an 18-year-old.
But I know people who I graduated from high school with who live on Facebook, but so we were probably abusing it because we were starting to put up some of my content there, and then we developed a fan page. That's not my term. That's what they call it. It's a fan page, and so we moved all my business stuff over, all my content over to the fan page, and disconnected it from my personal page.
Oh, you hit it on your personal page. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
We didn't know. This was a long time ago.
Well, these things evolve. It wasn't necessarily.
We didn't.
How it all worked.
2 years ago, we didn't know.
Yeah.
Two years ago, there weren't fan pages.
Right.
And so now there are, and that's what we did. So we separate now. I'm using not that self-referential. I just want you to know that this is. I think this is the way to do it, isn't it, Anita?
Well, yeah. Definitely. Now, I have a business-to-business, and connecting to my customers or my prospects or whoever it is from Facebook isn't appropriate because people resent that if you come from their business life. The other thing that people don't want, and you don't want, is, you know, for people to, there's difference. There's two, and the reason you have the fan page as opposed to a personal page is a personal page. Do you want to, as a business, getting information from people where they say things like, you know, here's where we went on vacation this weekend,
yeah,
or this is what I ate for breakfast? You don't, as a business, want to be getting all of that kind of information.
Right.
On a fan page, the only information you get is that what they do is you create a page, you come over, a consumer comes over and says like, and when you post things, they then will get that post. So they can see when you post things. So
It's like an RSS notice, isn't it?
Exactly. But a lot of people don't know what RSS is. So all it is, what it is really, is all of these things that Facebook does, you could do outside of Facebook. It's just Facebook is what AOL was 10 years ago.
Explain that.
It's a closed network where people within that closed network can communicate. And now you need to find out of how do I communicate appropriately.
Mm-hmm. We were talking
about so you can have your personal web page, and you could post pictures on your blowout weekend. And you don't want you don't want that to be pictures that now you come to work.
And you can even
customers to be able to see.
You can even restrict that to just certain people too, on your personal side.
Right. On your personal site, you can restrict who gets access.
Right.
And then on your business page is where you start posting information, and anyone that likes you will now have access to that information.
There's one thing that I want to point out. We talked about should you have a website or a Facebook, or how should they work with each other. Here's the thing. As wonderful as a website is for delivering information and content and telling people who you are and how to get to you. It's awfully handy that way, and it's not ever going to go out of style. I mean, you're going to want to have a website all your business career, but it does not build community, and that's one of the things that the social media sites do that websites typically don't do. I mean, you can build it with a website. It's just a lot harder. The social media sites are designed to build community, aren't they?
So how, which I think you got us 50% of the way there, so the other 100%, so for people to understand, is the information on your website. If someone's going to buy something, they're going to come to your website and they're going to do it through your e-commerce. If someone wants to know feeds and speeds about some product that you sell, they're going to come to your website and get that information. So there's all kinds of information that you have on your website that isn't necessarily appropriate to put with social media.
Right.
And then, so it's kind of like the next piece. So you have your website and it's up and running. What's the next piece you could add? Well, you can add a social media piece so that as a business, you don't inappropriately, but you appropriately provide them information. So there's a way for you to communicate.
Right.
Probably right now, how you're communicating is maybe on a monthly basis, you send an email out to all mm-hmm. the people that you have gathered their email addresses, and you provide them some kind of information.
Anita, I call that serving the community, not influencing the community. Serving it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a really nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
So what you do with Facebook is a lot of those emails that you're sending out, instead of sending emails out, what's the information? It mm-hmm. might be, you know, we're going to have a special sale this weekend, or did you know we just got this new product in and it's really cool.
Or here's a YouTube video on how one of our customers used our product and they learned something we didn't know, or something like that. ReadyGo.com is the website, right, Anita?
For my company, yes.
ReadyGo.com. Check it out. Anita Rosen's book is called E-Learning 2.0, wherever books are sold. 10 till. Stay with us. More to come.
Hey, hey, I belong.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.